Hi, everyone. I'm Brett McRae on the Northern Ag Network with your morning market report. This week, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association criticized the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Ag Statistics Service's decision to cancel the July cattle inventory report, as well as some other county estimates for crops and livestock. NAS said the decision to no longer put out that report was not made lightly, but was necessary given appropriated budget levels. NCBA Senior Director of Government Affairs Tanner Beamer says canceling this report isn't worth the cost it will have on the cattle industry.
And it is true that the National Agricultural Statistics Service specifically took about an 11% haircut during the last appropriations bills that passed through Congress here a couple weeks ago. But in actuality, the amount of savings that they are going to realize through canceling these reports and discontinuing others and making some other revisions are not going to be the types of savings that are going to justify the immense cost to industry by not having access to this information.
In a press release, NCBA urged USDA NAS to reverse its decision and continue to publish the report that has important information for the cattle industry. The Montana Wheat and Barley Committee has just released the first ever Montana Spring Wheat Varieties Guide, just in time for spring planting. Using research from Montana State University's Cereal Quality Lab, this guide compares the 22 spring wheat varieties currently planted by Montana farmers. Growers can use this guide to consider which varieties to plant based on value to the end user.
Timberline Angus invites you to its annual Bread for Business Bull Sale. With over 75 years in the Angus business, the Calentines can guarantee these cattle will work for you. They're offering 40 hand-picked registered Angus yearling bulls and 40 yearling commercial Angus heifers with custom breeding options available. Join the Calentine family Friday, April 19th at Belt Camp Livestock Feedlot in Manhattan, Montana. Lunch at noon, sale at 1. The sale will be broadcast live on frontierlivesale.com. To view the offering, please visit timberlineangus.com.
For over 20 years, Amber Waves has been providing quality hopper bins to producers across the region. Hi, Jody Huff here with Amber Waves. We pride ourselves on creating custom, quality bins built right here in America's heartland, Richardton, North Dakota. Our bins can store everything from grain to dry fertilizer, cow cake, distiller's grain, coal, and even frac sand. Built to your specifications, delivered, and set up by our truck drivers. For more information or to find a dealer near you, visit us online at amberwavesinc.com.
Bovine influenza A virus has now been confirmed in dairy cattle herds in 7 states, most recently North Carolina. 17 other states have restricted cattle imports from the states where the virus has been detected. Scientists are still unsure about how the disease is transmitted to dairy cows, and that's why Dr. Rosemary Sifford with USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says that officials continue to collect lots of information.
So we have epidemiologists who are working with producers to gather up information, and we're working with our state animal health officials to get samples into the lab for testing. All of that information helps us to understand much more clearly what role high-path avian influenza is playing in this overall illness in dairy cattle and what we can do to more effectively prevent it in the future.
Despite the uncertainty around the virus, the risk to the public and consumers is low. Scientists have not found any evidence that the disease has evolved to be more transmissible to humans. Furthermore, public and animal health regulations ensure that both meat and dairy products remain safe to consume. The Montana Stock Growers Association is halfway through its series of listening sessions on producer profitability, holding its most recent meeting at the Miles City Livestock Commission last night. The association is hoping to inspire a discussion on profitability to improve the livestock industry and will present a report on its findings at the mid-year meeting May 28th through the 30th in Miles City.
The Eaton Charlet bullpens are now open. Home to the largest private treaty sale in the nation, Eaton Charlet sells over 500 homegrown yearling bulls annually. Need two-year-old bulls? We've got those too. ETN brand bulls are sold in two groups, pick your price and pick your bull. The Eaton program specializes in herd sire caliber bulls with no bidding and no overpaying. Call Eaton Charlet today at 406-584-7520. That's 406-584-7520.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients. So every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential. Maximizing growth while offering lower use rates. Apply less, expect more? Precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer at agroliquid.com.
A positive session of trading Thursday for the cattle market as those futures showed resilience, able to close a little higher. April feeder cattle up 90 cents at 239.17. May up $1.62 yesterday at 238.15. April live cattle up $1.17 at 180.25. June up $1.05 at 173.90. Fed cash cattle trade lower again this week, averaging about 183, $2 lower on the live basis, and 292, about $4 lower on the dressed. That market now has come under pressure several weeks in a row following bearish impacts to the cattle futures. Lean hogs down 30 cents in the spot April contract yesterday, 91.45. May up 75 at 97.30. For those local auctions, heavy five-weight steers in Torrington this week from 317 to 318, light six-weights from 304 to 312, light five-weight heifers from 284 to 292, light six-weight heifers from 273 to 281, heavy six-weight heifers from 267 to 275. A lighter test of the market at Miles City Livestock Commission Tuesday. Coal cows brought from $1.19 up to $1.30. Bulls from 137 all the way up to 158.
Have you ever thought, do I really need life insurance? The answer is yes. From paying bills to mortgage or rent, funding college, or supplementing your retirement, life insurance is for more than you think. No matter your stage in life or what expenses you'll leave behind, talk to a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent about protecting your family with a life insurance policy that fits your needs. Find a Farm Bureau agent at FBFS.com. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Producers, make plans to attend the 2024 Montana Nutrition Conference and Livestock Forum April 16th and 17th at the Best Western Grand Prix in Bozeman. The two-day conference will cover a range of topics such as cattle market outlook, climate trends, implant strategies, fly and internal parasite control, and the economics of mineral nutrition. The 2024 Montana Nutrition Conference and Livestock Forum in Bozeman on the new dates, April 16th and 17th. Full schedule and online registration at MontanaFeedAssociation.com.
For wheat, corn, and soybeans yesterday morning, it was a bearish trading session, and all of those futures finished lower by the afternoon. Yesterday's World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report from USDA didn't help. The Department of Agriculture raised its expectations for U.S. ending stocks of all three crops in that report. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, down 11 and a quarter cents at the end of business yesterday in May at $5.83. July down 9 and a quarter at 5.78. Minneapolis hard red spring wheat down 14 and three quarters in May at 6.37. July down 13 and three quarter cents at 6.45. Chicago soft red winter wheat down 6 and three quarters in May at 5.51. July down 7 and a quarter at $5.66. May corn down 5.5 cents at 4.28. July down 4 and three quarters at 4.41. Soybeans down 5.5 in May and July at $11.59, July at $11.72. For those cash grain prices yesterday, export elevators in Portland were buying 12 protein winter wheat for 9 to 11 cents less, from $6.53 to $6.68 a bushel. 14 Pro spring wheat down 14 cents from $7.22 to $7.32. This has been the Northern Ag Network. I'm Brett McCray.